Once in a while, I have to put some water, it was perfect. And that car served me for a year, by the grace of God. So I went to for fellowship, and I had a feeling that car would be a problem. So after fellowship on Friday with Sister Pauline, I really want to go to church. But then I just like, if the car will not start, and my wife should not let me go, because she didn't want to take me a risk. So anyway, after we finished 5 o'clock, I went to the car, put the water, I put usually more, I put like 4 liters, I never put 4 liters, I said, Sister Lynn, let's go, you follow me. If the car, after a while, just the temperature raise, then I ask her, maybe you can go with your car. So we prayed for the car, but then the car just didn't serve well, kind of, so the temperature raised, so I said, Sister, would you mind to go? Anyway, for her, it was so hard, because she's kind of had a fear of going on the highways, because the cars, but so even... even for her to go was her coming out of her comfort zone. Yeah. So I was really happy about this, because she said, oh, Sister Greg, I'm actually shocked. I'm actually going with you, because I'm so afraid on the highways. I said, Sister, let's pray for it. So we went.
Amen.
And then I was thinking about the car. I said, like, oh Lord, we pray for the car, but the car didn't serve. So it means you have something better for me prepared.
Amen.
So I said, okay, Lord, so let's pray. We pray for the car. So when on the way back, when she put me in the room, when we left the car, she went her way, I went my way, and the car, I barely went home, it was maybe 20 miles or something, I barely actually came home, the temperature was so high, I said, I know, that's it. In the morning, I looking for cars in Dundee in the meantime, because I had a feeling I would need a car for Sunday to go to church, and for work on Monday. I know my wife, she have a car, but she don't like to borrow her car, so she said, no, but anyway, but I would steal the car anyway if I didn't have the car anyway. But anyway, the point is, so I'm looking for cars on Friday night with her. We find few, we have some ideas, and I have Friday and Saturday morning, I went again to check the water, but the leakage was so bad, I knew it's end of the car, it's no point to even do anything with this. So my wife, she woke me up as well on the Saturday, she said, Greg, come on, we have to do something with the car. So I wake up, I just, oh, let's rush, come on, don't think such things and stuff. And I was a little bit impatient and stuff. And I said, oh, help me, you know, what should I do? She said, I don't know, and things like that, yeah. I went do my things, I didn't know what to do. I need a car to come back home, I need a car for Sunday church and for Monday work. And then from all this rush, I stopped. And that kind of a small voice said to me, you commit that car into my hands. Why are you stressed? And I said, Lord, that's so true. And I prayed even more. I said, Lord, I don't have a car now. To be honest, I don't even have money to buy the car. Because I'm, it's like I don't like that about money, but the reason I have to borrow money from my boss. Yeah. So I tried to find, I started bought that too, and my wife actually said, we will see one car, but for something, whatever. So my wife said, look, Rick, leave the money with me and go to work. We'll see, maybe me and Charlie will find something. So I went to work, and I have that kind of peace in my heart that you commit this into my hands, you don't have to worry. And I knew that God, I said, God, you know, I need a car. I don't need to go, so I need to go to church. And I said, Lord, please help me. And I have that kind of nice peace, which I really like when that peace comes to your heart, yeah? So I went to work. At 5 o'clock, my wife, she comes and said, Greg, I get your car. I said, no way. So she said she spent altogether 750 euros. The reason I'm saying this, I don't like to talk about money. So my boss actually borrowed me 800, so she was in the kind of budget I have. So 750, when I saw the car, I said, are you joking me? So I'm just saying this for the, you know, the reason I'm saying this as well, one thing, it's good to come out of your comfort zone because the good things coming. And another thing, yeah, I think it's when you commit something to the Lord, yeah.
Amen.
Then we try to come, like my wife in the morning, just, come on, Greg, wake up. I went to sleep very late Friday. And she, come on, Greg, wake up. And then you come in a kind of stress. And then you think you have to do it with your own strength.
Yeah.
And then, okay, I will go, don't you? I will make, I mean, obviously we have to do those things, don't take me wrong. But if you commit things to the Lord, God will close doors and open other doors. So let's say, in my case, God give me a car. But let's say in your case, could be, there is, see, I really like because when a pastor said about proud testimony the other day, and stuck me because I was thinking, I'm a young Christian and I'm learning all the time. And I asked myself, if my testimonies before, are they were proud or, and I learned. So this one, I just want to say, maybe you're looking for something. If you commit something to the Lord, you could take 25 years like with Abraham or 20 years with Isaac about his wife. So whatever it takes, just want to say God grant me a car, which I really would like to dedicate today.
Amen.
And
amen.
The car he gave me for 750 euros. I just want to say all glory to God. Amen.
It's good to be simple and to be humble. Because God likes the simple and the humble. Amen. Let's sing one more song. Deeper, deeper in the love of Jesus.
Amen.
But before we sing that song, it's not Brother Eli that gets you in the spirit. It's not me. It's not the pastor. It's not the preaching. Football, you practice. When you get to the game, which is now, then we're all in the spirit. Amen. So we're all in the spirit. When we're at home, next week, practice. Get in the spirit. Pray. Read Bible. Then when you come to church, the spirit of God comes. No, it's like, the brother put the... No, it's God. Your spirit in you. Amen. Let's sing that. Deep, deep. In the love of Jesus, deeper in every bone, higher, higher, in the school of Jesus, of His truth, deeper, deeper, yes, deeper, deeper, in
Kick him down as the devil. Oh,
this next verse in Russian. Click down. Una sesiva,
Kingo Jesus.
Aleluya!
Pasco de vida, Eto sia katas, Rose
from heaven spake unto me again and said, go and take the little book which is open in the hands of the angel which stands upon the sea and upon the earth. And I went unto the angel and said unto him, give me the little book. And he said unto me, take it and eat it up, it shall make thy belly bitter, but it shall
Hallelujah.
Be thy mouth sweet as honey.
Amen.
And I took the little book out of the angel's hand and ate it up, and it was in my mouth sweet as honey. And as soon as I had eaten it, my belly was bitter.
Amen.
And he said unto me, thou must prophesy again before many peoples and nations and tongues and kings. Let's also open Daniel chapter 7. Because Daniel is speaking about day as well. Daniel chapter 7. Let's read. Verse 27. It says, and the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High.
Hallelujah.
Whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom.
Amen.
And all dominion shall serve and obey them.
Amen.
Father, submitting ourselves unto thee upon this day. Just with one desire that your will may be done. Father, thy will be done on earth
Amen.
As it is in heaven upon this
day.
Father, break the bread. Lord, speak to our souls. Help us to put on the whole
Hallelujah.
And cook us, Lord, strengthen us. As you said to your prophet, the journey is long.
Amen.
Help us upon this
day. Hallelujah.
Quicken us.
Amen.
Father, brother and sister, have traveled and committed into your hands. Sister Chisoma, we dedicate her to thee.
Amen.
Father, really praying and asking of thee to visit her.
Amen.
Speak to her soul. Father,
Amen.
We should touch you upon this day.
Hallelujah.
We pray as well, Lord, for the Gershon, Lord. Bless him as he go back home.
Amen.
Father, give him a good rest. Yes, be a blessing. May you bless him. Bring him back safely.
Hallelujah.
And now your word that's before us, we give it into your hands. Father, have thine own way.
Amen.
You're the only one, Lord, that is worthy to take the book. You're the only one, Lord, that can open the book.
Amen.
You're the only ones, Lord, that has access to our souls. So speak to us upon this day. Bless the visitors now. Give them a special blessing upon this day.
Amen.
Draw nigh unto them, Lord. May they feel at home in your house. Lord, we pray. Let this be the day they realize that this is where they belong.
Amen.
Let it be so, we pray. Father, we commend ourselves into your hands. Let all that is of man pass away now. Let all human instrumentality go into the background. Let us hide ourselves and move ourselves and be upon this day.
Amen.
Help us to shut ourselves in. Let everything else be shut out, we pray. And Lord, you have the brethren. So bless you people gathering in like manner. Wheresoever they will be, bless your people. Touch your people upon this day. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
You may be seated, saints. God bless you.
Amen.
We've quite a bit of ground to cover today, so we want to get straight into the Word. We've just read from Daniel chapter 7, Revelation chapter 10. We want to use some slides and help us to go through a certain thought today, which I think maybe is something which is very necessary. The prophet thought it was necessary, so I'm sure that it's necessary as we get into it. You can put the slides if you can.
Amen.
We want to have a look at just this topic of supreme authority.
Yes.
But we're having a look at the scroll. We're having a look at the scroll that was unsealed, which was in the hands of him that sat upon the throne. You know, so with this scroll, with the opening of the seals, with this title deed, we looked at it the other week, there's many, many things that go with it. And one of the things that goes with this is authority.
Yeah.
Which is something which is a real, really important topic. Authority. Now in the Bible, there's two words for power. If you go and read in your Bible, if you read in the English Bible, you'll find some verses that speak about power. You'll find like Jesus said to his disciples, you shall receive power when the Holy Ghost has come upon you. But there's other times when it speaks about power in a different kind of a way, because there's two different aspects to the power of God. The first one is God's power. God's power to perform. The second one is authority. You know, sometimes when we're speaking about power, we're not really speaking about when you empower somebody, it's not just speaking about you giving them physical power, but you're giving somebody authority. And there's a big, big difference between these two things, but one is very related to the other. Because until you fully realize authority, you'll never be able to fully use your power. Because one thing is related to another. You've got to recognize your authority and the power that goes with that authority. Because when you're empowered by somebody, that person's giving you the authority to use the power. And you've got to be given the authority. So if you have a look in the Bible, if you remember the first slide, this doesn't see it. But the first word which you find in the Bible for power is exousia, which is authority. And this is a legal term. It's taken from law courts, and it speaks about a legal right. Somebody that has a legal right, or you have legal authority. It also means delegated authority. So none of us have authority in ourselves. The authority which we have, we are given. Remember Jesus said to Pilate, he says, you have no power over me. He was actually saying, you have no authority over me.
Amen.
The only authority you have is because it was given to you. He was delegated authority. You know, so the exousia, authority, is something which you don't have within yourself. But it's something which must be granted or given to you. And it's granted or given to you because of the position that somebody puts you in. It's not that you put yourself in that position, but somebody looks at you and says, you've won favor, or you've won promotion, or you seem to be the right person, you have the right characteristics. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to put you in a position, and I'm going to empower you in that position. I'm going to give you authority in that position. If you go to the next slide, exousia also means the power of authority. Friends, what good is it for us to have authority if we don't have the power of that authority?
Amen.
You know, and we have authority. We have tremendous authority as believers. We have supreme authority as believers.
Amen.
But until we realize that authority, that we have the power of authority, it never really expresses itself the way that it should. This word exousia also means the right to exercise power.
Mm.
That you have the right. Jesus said to his disciples, I give you power. That means authority. I give you authority over all the power of the enemy.
Amen.
Friend, that's a powerful thing. He
Amen.
Gave them the right to exercise power. They didn't have any power in themselves to cast out evil spirits. But Jesus gave them the power and then gave them the authority to use that power.
Amen.
So authority means, excuse me, means the right to exercise power. So it's a right that you have. It's a legal right. You can trace it back legally.
Yes.
So if somebody comes and challenges you, like they always challenge Jesus' authority, he could point back to the source of his power.
Amen.
The source of his authority. And when they would come and say, where did you get the authority to teach these things? He says, I get it from my Father.
Hallelujah.
That's where I get it from. And the works that I do, they bear record that the things that I'm saying, I'm not getting these from myself, but the same one that does the works is the same one that's given me the authority to say these things. And then they would say to him, how can you heal this man? Well, how can you say you forgive this man's sins? It says that you may realize that the Son of Man has authority, has power on earth to forgive sins. Which is easier to say? Your sins are forgiven, or rise up and walk. But that you may know that I've got the authority to forgive sins, rise up and walk.
Amen.
And then rise up and walk. So authority, a legal authority, spiritual authority, is always going to be challenged.
Amen.
Jesus was challenged every step of the
yes.
way.
Amen.
When he taught, it says he spoke with authority.
Amen.
There was power in his word. But that's why the devil, that's what he fears. That's why he would challenge Jesus'
Amen.
Words every step Amen. Of the way.
Mm.
And friends, that's why this message is so attractive this day. Is because of the authority that's in this message.
Yeah.
This message has supreme authority.
Amen.
Amen.
You see it as we go. So it's the right to exercise power. But exousia is also the power or rule of government.
Mm.
So this is power that gives you dominion. This is power for you to rule. This is power to rule or to exercise government. And finally, it's the power of one whose will and commands must be obeyed. So this is a serious thing, friend. This is not a light thing that we're speaking about. This is someone whose will and his word must be obeyed by others. Oh, friends, now we think of the power of the word. We think of the power of the word made flesh. We think of Jesus. But exercising that power, that no matter what he would say, it would come to pass. When he would exercise the power of his authority, there was nothing that would stand in its way. Now this is what Adam had in the beginning. He had this authority, he had this power. He had the power of God, but he also had the authority. He had the dominion. He had the authority to exercise that power of God in the kingdom while he was in Eden. But when man sinned, man lost this authority. But this authority didn't go to the devil. This authority went back into the hands of the one who's the only one that can give authority. The authority is his to give and his alone. Now the devil, because man fell, he exercises a certain realm of authority. We're entering into a time, the tribulation period, which Jesus said, he said, remember they came to arrest him in Gethsemane, he said, this is your hour. And the power of darkness.
Amen.
Actually, excuse me. He's saying, this is the time now that darkness will be able to exercise authority over me. Darkness has been given authority. Satan couldn't come to Job. Until first, Satan was given authority.
That's right.
There was authority delegated to him. He was given permission to go, but don't take his life. So you can see, anything happens to a believer, Satan has no authority in himself.
That's right.
He has to be empowered. He has to be permitted to come into the life of a believer.
That's right.
And sometimes it's because of disobedience. That God will allow the devil, will give the devil authority in the life of a believer because God wants to teach his son a lesson. God wants to chasten his son or chasten his daughter. Satan also realizes that he has limited power. He has authority. And in the tribulation period, he's going to be given full authority.
Yes, sir.
Once the blind is taken off the earth, Satan's given almost full authority in the person of the beast.
Yes.
And the Bible actually says that the beast, the dragon, was given power. Yeah?
Yes.
The beast was given power by the dragon. Mm. He was given authority. He was given the right to rule. Mm. He was given dominion by the dragon. So the devil can empower people as well.
Yes.
The witch doctors, you know, all those kind of things. Satan can give them authority. But they have no authority over the sons and daughters of God.
Hallelujah.
Once you are born, the Bible says that you have been delivered from the kingdom of darkness. And you have been born into the kingdom of his dear son.
Right.
Satan has no legal right. There's no dominion over somebody
that's right.
who's in the kingdom of God. There's no legal authority. Not at all. The only authority he has is when you sin, when you transgress and you give him authority inside of
him.
But if your sins are under the blood, Satan has absolutely no legal authority over you.
That's right.
He has no legal right. If you challenge him, he has no basis for
it. Amen.
That's right.
He cannot trace it back and say, look, I've got the authority to do it. He doesn't have a legal basis for what he claims and what he does.
That's right.
And if you can realize that sense, he doesn't have authority over you.
Amen.
You have authority over him. We have been given authority over him. Jesus gave us that authority. Because all that Adam lost was in the hands of him that was sitting on the throne.
Amen.
Just waiting for the claims of the kinsman.
That's right.
Just waiting for someone to come and make redemptive claims as to all that was in that book.
Mm.
And in that book's the title deed, yes, but that book is also the restored authority of
Amen.
It. That's what's inside of that book. So as those seals are opened, friend, there's going to be a full restoration of authority as we catch the revelation that's contained under what was sealed under those seals. It'll give you a revelation. It won't give you authority. You already have the authority.
Amen.
But it'll give you the revelation of your authority.
Amen.
And it'll empower and equip you now to exercise that authority. Because that's what we need. Because always our authority is going to be challenged.
Amen.
When you challenge the devil today, when you claim healing, he's going to challenge you
today.
That's right.
But he has no legal right.
Amen.
He has no legal
Amen.
Right to stay there.
Yes,
there's no legal right to continue to challenge the son and go to the ground. And if you stand your ground in the authority that Jesus has given you, he has to flee.
Amen.
We have the power
right.
in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
And friends, every believer exercise it in measure.
Yeah.
My friends, let's exercise it today in a greater
measure.
Hallelujah.
That's what we desire, to exercise it in a greater measure. So that's the first word in the Bible for power is exousia, which is authority. The other word in the Bible, if you go to the next slide, is dunamis, which is
Hallelujah.
God's power.
Mm.
Now dunamis power is power, especially achieving power.
Mm.
So, in order for you and I to do what God has commissioned us to do,
Amen.
He has to give us the power.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
This is power that he gives you to achieve his purpose. That's why God's power is not a showman.
Amen.
He doesn't just give you his power just freely like that to his sons and daughters. The power that he gives you goes along with your commission.
Amen.
And whenever, like Samson, he was given dunamis, he was given power. There was an anointing that would come upon him because he was raised up to start to deliver
Hallelujah.
The children of Israel. So whenever he would come in contact with the Philistines, he had access. He didn't only have authority over the Philistines. He had power. He had access to a source of power. This was achieving power. This was power. Like Jesus said in Acts chapter 1, it says, you shall receive power. That's dunamis. When the Holy Ghost has come upon you, why? And you will be my witness.
Amen.
Amen.
So this was the resource that he was giving to his disciples for them to achieve the very purpose that they were going to achieve. And friend, God will never withhold his power from a son or daughter of God
Amen.
In the line of
yes.
duty.
Amen.
That's when you have access to dunamis.
Yes.
It's when you're in the line of duty. When there's a need for God to express his power.
Amen.
That's another kind of power. But in our English Bible, they both call power. But it is different. Isn't it? One is authority, and the other one is achieving power. The power or ability to carry out some function. So friends, we can't do it in ourselves. He has to empower us. The prophet says, when the Holy Ghost comes upon you, he says he gives you power in speech.
Yes.
He gives you power in prayer.
Hallelujah.
He gives you power to live a holy life.
Amen. Amen.
That's the power. That's what's our right as believers. He's given us power over all the powers of the enemy. He's given us power in this age to live a holy life.
Hallelujah.
You don't have to be bound by pornography.
Yes,
you don't
sir.
Have to be
Amen.
Bound
Amen.
By a spirit of fashion. You don't have to be bound by a spirit of fear. No. He's given us power to live a holy life.
Amen.
He's given us the power. And if we are faithful to him, he's faithful to us.
Amen.
And as long as Samson was faithful to the Lord, whenever he needed power, the power came.
Amen.
Yeah.
Whenever he needed the power. But when he started to play around in his commission, he started to play around with the dunamis of God.
Amen.
He didn't realize this power was a sacred thing. It was given for a sacred purpose. For him to fulfill his Nazarite commission. For him to forget to keep his Nazarite vow. But the moment he started to play around, the dunamis left.
Amen.
Amen.
And God had to put him in a situation to give exousia, to give authority to the Philistines over Samson. That was authority that had to be given to teach his son a lesson, to purge his son, to put him now in the fetters of brass, to put him grinding away for a season without access to this dunamis, without access to this power. That when he set his heart right to seek the Lord his God with all of his heart, when he said, just once more, Lord, when he was willing to pay the price, when his heart was fully back in his commission, the dunamis came back once again. And that's how it's going to do in the life of
your
It all depends on the attitude of your heart.
That's right.
If you lukewarm in your desire for the Lord, you don't get much access to his dunamis.
That's right.
But if your heart is not, you're not doing it for your glory. You're not doing it to raise up your own kingdom.
Mm-mm.
But you're doing it to establish and glorify his kingdom.
Amen.
You never withhold the resources that you've been commissioned to fulfill and perform. Give you the tools that you need to get the job done.
Yes.
That's why it's so important for a son and daughter of God to find your position.
Amen.
In another man's position, another woman's position. You find your position.
Amen.
In that position, you'll get exousia.
That's right.
In that position,
hallelujah.
You'll give you the power to get the job done.
Yeah.
And then stay in that position.
Amen.
Satan will try to move you from that position.
Mm.
But stay in that place.
Amen.
And you'll never lack.
Yes.
You'll never lack revelation.
Amen.
You'll never lack communion with him.
Yes.
You'll never lack power to overcome whatever the devil's trying to do inside of your life. When you are in the perfect will of God,
friends,
you think the devil's going to have any authority over you?
Yes.
No legal authority over you. And all that you need is the reality of that once again. So this dunamis speaks about effective, productive energy. It's divine energy. It's the presence of God. It's the power of God. It's divine energy. And for us to serve him, we need divine energy.
Amen.
For us to be an effective witness, we can't just do it ourselves. We need his divine energy. For us to be whatever we call to be, we need effective divine energy. So something which comes and empowers you, like Samson, that you can do things that other people can't.
Yes. Yeah.
And the devil will be searching all the time to try to find out, what is the source of this man's strength? How can this man do these things to us, no matter what we do to him? Friends, there's a source, a legal source.
Amen.
The one who calls you, the one who commissions you, is the one who gives you both exousia and he gives you dunamis.
Amen.
And we need both of them. And if only have one, then we don't get balance. And that's why Jesus gave his disciples that power. Now the prophet says in restoration of the bridegroom, we all know this, but it's the best definition you'll ever find of the difference between power and authority.
Mm-hmm.
The prophet in restoration of the bridegroom says, this is when God speaks something that is a law. There's no slide for this. And the Holy Spirit is here to enforce that law for the believer.
Mm-hmm.
So the Word gives you authority. Amen. Then the Holy Ghost comes and backs it up to quicken that Word.
Amen.
That's what he's saying. He says you have to be ordained to do so.
Amen.
It's delegated authority.
Yes. This isn't our own authority.
No.
He says it takes a believer.
Amen.
This is the qualification for exousia. You just have to be a believer.
Amen.
Every believer has exousia. You have authority. He says, you've got to have the badge of a believer. When they come and knock on your door in Congo, or they come and knock on your door and say, please, you want to search your house, you'll say, by under what authority? They take off their badge. We're from the FBI, if you remember. We're from whatever, the police, ZRP, if you're in Zimbabwe. They have a badge of authority. And you have no legal right.
Yes.
If they come and present that badge to withstand them. Because all the power of the law, all the legal power and authority that has empowered that person and given them that badge,
amen,
will stand behind that person against
them.
Amen.
So the prophet says the badge that we need to exercise authority is the badge of being a believer.
Amen.
That's the badge that you need. Somebody says, have you got power? Prophet says, no, but we've got authority.
Amen.
That's it. Not power, but authority. We haven't got power in ourselves to do anything. Have you got power to overcome the devil?
No.
How come all the ones being overcome of the devil? Why are you not overcome of the devil? Because you've received a power they don't have.
That's right.
So we don't have the power in ourselves. We don't have the power. The prophet Micah said some time ago, a little policeman here in Louisville, standing there, littler than I am, a little bitty fellow. His hat was pulled down over his ears. His uniform about half hanging off of him. Uniform was too big. He walked out there on the street. His little cap pistol like on his side. Little stick in his hand. Walked out there, a pair of white gloves. And then cars, some of them 350 horsepower. Who had more power? The car or the policeman? The car had far more power. Whirling by that street like lightning, just zoom, zoom. Yeah. Well, that poor little fellow couldn't have stopped a runaway pony with his own strength.
Right.
Certainly not. But when he walked out in the street, that big badge shining. What made the difference? Was the badge.
Hallelujah.
That badge, big badge shining. He blowed that whistle, held up that hand. Brother, 300 power motors squealed their brakes, everything else. It wasn't the power of the man. It was the authority that he had.
That's right.
He says, that's the church.
Hallelujah.
It might be a bunch of followers, so-called, or whatever you want to call it, but it's the authority.
Amen.
It's the authority behind it. That's what does it. Regardless of the conditions,
amen.
God's word works. God's law works with his word.
Amen.
That policeman may have woken up that morning with a headache. It doesn't matter how you feel.
That's right.
His authority wasn't based on how he felt.
Yes.
He might not have felt anything that day going in. That had nothing to do with it.
That's right.
It was delegated authority.
Amen.
It was the position that he held.
Amen.
That was the basis of his authority.
That's right.
You may wake up one day having a serious headache. You may feel no match for the devil. That means nothing.
Yeah.
Right.
It's not in your feelings.
Yeah.
It's what you are in Christ.
Amen.
That's who you are as a believer. As long as you can present a badge, I'm a believer.
Yes.
I'm a believer. Friends, you have all the authority of the one who commissioned you as a believer.
That's right.
Go unto the person that's going to the right. If you're using that authority legally in the right way, to fulfill your commission, he was using legal authority. That's what he was commissioned to do. Now the Roman centurion, this was the revelation that he had.
Amen.
He had the revelation of authority.
Amen.
There were many things he didn't understand.
Yeah.
If you'd have sat down with the Roman centurion and asked him a lot of questions about religion, he might have said, yeah, I'm a heathen and I don't understand that. But he had a revelation of authority.
Yeah.
So when the centurion came to Jesus and he said, my Lord, my servant lies sick with a palsy grievously tormented. And Jesus said, I'll come and heal him. And the centurion said, Lord, I'm not worthy that you should come under my roof. But speak the word on me.
Hallelujah.
And my servant shall heal.
Amen.
Where did he get this story from? For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this man, go and you go. He had the power of, he had a revelation of delegated authority.
That's right.
He knew me in my position as a centurion. I have 100 soldiers under me. I am authorized by the emperor of Rome. I get my legal authority from him. If one of these people, I say to them, go, they go. If I say to them, come, they come.
Amen.
Seems simple, friends. But that's a powerful revelation.
That's right.
And he recognized who Jesus was. He realized when this man speaks, no one speaks with more authority than
him. That's right.
So if I can just get this man to speak and say to that devil inside of my servant, go, that devil has to go.
That's right.
Amen. That was his faith. When Jesus said, Jesus marveled. And he said, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith. I haven't found such great revelation.
That's right.
Lord Israel. Amen. This man has such a revelation. Our friends, and that's the revelation we need.
Amen.
We need a deeper revelation of authority.
Amen.
That's what you need to realize. Who we are in Christ. To realize the authority of his word.
That's right.
Nothing has more authority in the word of God.
Amen.
That's true.
Nothing.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Nothing can withstand
Amen.
The spoken word.
Amen.
When God speaks, everything has to
be. Amen. Hallelujah.
That's how when we touch the high priest and he speaks into our situation, it has to change.
Amen.
Because when we say go and people go, what about what he says?
Amen.
That's all
that
you need.
Hallelujah.
He had such a revelation. So the prophet says about the centurion, he says, in his own line of work, he saw who Jesus was.
Amen.
He looked and he saw. He realized, friends, it's so good to do that. If you're a father, your dealings with your children helps you to understand God's dealings with you.
Amen.
And the centurion, in his line of work, he had such a revelation of authority. And when he heard about Jesus and he saw the things Jesus was doing, he says, that man has the highest authority. This is the supreme authority. So if I ask him just to speak, it's over.
Amen.
A revelation like that, say, Lord, just speak the word, Lord, into my situation, and I'm at rest.
Amen.
I don't need anything else. Just speak the word into my situation. Now, he gets onto the position of a believer. The prophet in this message called, next slide please, the position of a believer in Christ.
Amen.
And he goes on, he speaks, before he gets to this quote, he says, I want to speak about the position of a believer in Christ. He says, how many here are believers? Who's a believer? Put up your hand.
Amen.
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 Who's a Christian?
Amen.
Okay. He says, raise your hands. All the believers, oh, I suppose it's wonderful. 100% of the disciples. Now, if you're a believer, now he gets to the quote. I believe that I know what the greatest curse that's on the church today. It's not knowing who they are.
Amen.
The greatest curse that's upon the church today is not knowing who they are. Now, with the help of God this afternoon, the Holy Scriptures, if you'll help us, let's try to place the believer positionally and show what his authority is in Christ.
Amen.
Not your authority of who you are yourself, but your authority in Christ.
Amen.
That's why it's only true believer. It's the believer's position.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He says that everybody out there will be praying for the same.
Hallelujah.
If you realize your authority as a believer in Christ, as a mother, as a father, as a brother, as a sister, you never need to come and ask to be prayed for.
That's true.
Amen. You never need to bring
Amen. Hallelujah.
You
I believe that.
Need a healing line.
Yes, sir.
Amen. if we realize our authority in Christ as a mother at home, you will go to that spirit that's afflicting your child.
Amen.
And you
Amen.
Say, I'm bringing my badge. Amen. To and my badge is I'm a believer.
Yes. Hallelujah.
That is my authority.
Amen.
I'm exercising my exousia today.
Amen.
Go when you have to go.
Amen.
Amen.
And that's sending the spirit, my friend.
Amen.
That's divine energy.
Amen.
If you've said those words in the spirit, there's a divine energy which is absolutely irresistible.
Hallelujah.
The devil cannot resist.
Amen.
He might try to be stubborn, he might try to kick off us.
Amen.
But you just resist that devil.
Amen.
And he has to.
Amen.
That's what the prophet says.
Amen.
We recognize our position in Christ. He said, everybody would be praying for this.
Amen.
Amen.
He says, and we'll have a great meeting.
Mm.
He says, I'm sure. Then he gets on in the message, witnesses, and he says, before we get to the course, he says, Jesus Christ is in the building tonight to perform miracles. But he does it through his church.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
They shall lay hands
on
the sick. That's the commission that's given to the church.
Hallelujah.
That's your commission. And if you put the quotes, that's what's the matter with the church today. It doesn't know its position. If you knew positionally who you were and what you are tonight, there wouldn't be a feeble person in here the next 5 minutes.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. I love that.
There wouldn't be a feeble
Amen.
Person in here.
Amen.
Our sister Chisoba would be healed.
Amen. Amen.
If we recognize who we are in Christ, if she recognizes who she is as a believer,
Amen.
That Christ did on Calvary, that Christ took that book with the seven seals, no matter how she feels, that's got nothing to do with it.
That's right.
It's your badge as a believer.
Amen.
Amen.
And just present that badge.
Mm.
Put that badge between you and that devil. And say, Satan, you are never dead. Prophet says, put the name of Jesus Christ between you and that sickness.
Amen.
That's the judgment.
Yes.
That's right.
Because Christ has already been judged for our sicknesses.
Mm.
He's already been judged for our sins. So we can take that judgment on and say, Satan, I bring to bear God's judgment on you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because the sickness has already been judged in the person of Jesus Christ. So I bring that judgment and I'm putting it upon you.
Amen.
That's the believer's position in Christ. The prophet says he would be a feeble person. If you go to the next one, he says, now we are the sons of God.
Now.
Hallelujah.
But we are right.
Amen.
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 Listen,
man.
Amen.
We are the sons of God.
Amen.
Now we are the sons of God. Now, right now, this minute, we're seated together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Now.
Amen.
It doesn't matter how you feel.
Yes, sir.
It doesn't change the reality.
Amen. Amen.
That's right.
The reality is what God says, not what you feel.
That's right.
That's the reality.
Amen.
That's how we don't look at our feelings, how we feel about it. But that's, I don't feel the anointing of me to pray. That's got nothing to do with it.
That's right.
It's God's word.
Amen.
It's
Amen.
God's commission. He didn't say, God, pray for the sick when you feel like it. He didn't say it.
Amen.
He says, God, lay hands on the sick.
Amen.
And they shall recover.
That's it.
He commissioned his ministers. The prophet says, oh, if you would only recognize that. So the opening of the word, the revelation of the word, just wants to do one thing to us. To bring us to a recognition. We've been under amnesia.
Yes.
Our father Adam sold us down into spiritual amnesia. But now the word, revealed word, comes to take us back to familiar ground.
Amen.
You start to realize, I'm not a chicken and an eagle.
Amen. Amen.
I belong here, I belong there.
Amen.
Amen.
You've been lying to me all along.
Amen.
That's a recognition.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
When you come back to familiar ground, you start to recognize who you are. You start to remember who you are. And that's what the revelation of the Bible says. Oh, if you only recognize that, and the supreme authority that Jesus Christ has given to every believer.
Amen.
The supreme authority. That's what I'm saying, friend. You need to go and read it.
Amen. Amen.
Because I can see from the reaction, we're not fully ready.
Yeah. Hallelujah, man.
Jesus is saying, brother, is saying the supreme authority.
My.
That Jesus Christ has given to every believer.
Amen.
You might start to spin a believer 2 weeks. You are a believer.
Amen.
You might say, but I don't feel well. Doesn't matter. You're a believer.
That's right.
The supreme authority that Jesus Christ has given to every believer.
Amen. Hallelujah.
This is what he says in God Rich in Mercy. He says, someone asked me, not going to be a brother, Graham, do you believe you've got the power to do this? If you put the next slide, sister. I said, I ain't got no power at all. But I've got authority.
Amen. Amen.
Every believer has
power. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Every believer.
Amen.
Amen.
If you refuse it, you'll stay in your
house. Yes, sir. Amen.
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 But if you accept it, it will do its
thing.
Amen.
Because God is rich in his mercy.
Amen. Thank you.
Not because of who I am or what I'm going to be, but because God is rich in mercy.
Amen.
Because we have a high priest who teaches today.
Amen.
And the feeling of infirmity.
Amen.
He can release exousia to us. He can release dunamis to us in the hour of need.
Amen.
And when the devil thinks he's got you, you stand up from that suit. You stand up to that temptation.
Hallelujah.
And say, Satan.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
You thought you had me,
yes,
but you didn't realize I got the
bat.
Down the channel into our soul.
Yes.
Amen.
And on those sacred sands like Job, when the devil thought I've got it,
yes,
we raised up.
Amen.
The thunders roared, the lightning flashed. And I said, oh, now if only my words would be written in a rock with an iron pen.
Amen.
Because I know my Redeemer.
Yes, sir.
A son or a daughter of
God. Yes, sir.
Are there powers?
No.
Principles?
No.
Neither things present, neither things to come.
Amen.
Neither things in heaven, in places, things on earth. There's nothing that can prevail.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Just stand as a believer.
Amen.
Just stand your ground.
Yes.
You may feel like Gideon and say, yeah, who am I?
Yeah.
He'll come and say, you are mighty.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
The prophet says, but if you'll accept it, it will do the exceeding abundance.
Amen.
Because God is rich in
mercy.
Amen.
Our feelings don't mean anything. Let's have a look now at the power of the word.
Mm.
The power of the word.
Amen.
We may look at a believer's position in Christ, but the power of the word. Satan, there's one thing that he fears. It's the anointed word.
Amen.
Why?
Because he met him in heaven. Right from the beginning.
Yes.
Amen.
There was the anointed word, Michael.
Amen.
In his position. And Lucifer rose up, took a third of the angels. He came and challenged the anointed word.
Amen.
In heavenly places.
Yes.
Authority will always be challenged.
Amen.
He'll challenge your authority, my friend.
Amen.
But it says there was war in heaven. And Michael and his angels prevailed against the devil.
Amen.
And there was no priest strong for him. And he was cast out. And friends, that's what you need inside of your life.
That's right.
You might say, I've had depression a long time. It's time to realize that Michael prevailed.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
That's no right inside of you.
That's right.
Hallelujah. You're giving it the authority.
Amen.
But it has no authority.
Amen.
Just polish up your badge a little bit.
Amen.
Just shine that badge a little bit and say,
amen.
I'm a believer.
Amen.
I have the right to do this to you. And then Jesus comes in the temptation and the weakness. Imagine such humility like that. Here's Jesus, the Word made flesh. And who is he? He's the message of the hour.
Amen.
He's the supreme authority.
Amen.
And he has sacred things. This is the same. And he comes and he challenges his authority.
Mm-hmm.
And the prophet goes on to say, birth pains. He says, he was the Word itself made flesh. He conquered every devil. Every power upon the earth that came against him with the Father's word only.
Yes, sir.
That's all Jesus.
Amen.
Not with his own powers.
No.
But with the word of God it is written.
Mm.
When Satan flew against Eve, she wasn't the word. So she failed. When he flew against Moses, he did the same thing. But when he hit into the Son of God,
hallelujah,
he hit 10,000 times.
Amen.
The prophet says when he took a hold of this one, he got such a shock. He said, there's something here that wasn't in the others.
Amen.
He has the fullness of the word.
Mm.
And here the word is made flesh. It knocked the loose feathers out of him.
Mm.
And when he came back and said, it is written, Satan couldn't understand. Mm. That's the power of the word. That's why Satan's going to challenge you. He knows the power of the anointed word. The power of the revealed word.
Amen. Mm.
He knows the power of the spoken word.
Amen.
He knows the power of the message of the hour.
Yes, amen. Sir. Amen.
Honestly, he's experienced it. He knows it.
Mm.
He knows over this, he cannot overcome.
Yes,
he cannot overcome.
Amen.
Against the spoken word. He cannot. That's why he fights this.
Yes.
What does he fight? What does Satan hate? Revelation.
Hallelujah. Mm.
He fights revelation in the life of a believer.
Mm. Amen.
We know this quote. The prophet says, he fights that.
Mm.
He's just spoken about revelation. The importance of revelation in a believer's life. And the prophet says, Satan fights that.
Amen.
He cannot stand it.
Mm.
Because he knows.
Mm.
He knows.
Amen.
That if the people get the true revelation of the true church and what she is and what she stands for and that she can do the greater work, she will be the invincible arm.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, friends, can you understand why Satan fights against the message?
Mm.
Why he tries to get people to try to doubt the visions of the prophet, doubt the cloud and those things. It's a smoke screen. He's trying to get the people away from the source of something like in the life of Samson. That he himself knows if people are tapped into this source, if people recognize the authority from this source, there's nothing that I can do against it. That's how the prophet says, with a revelation in our lives, we'll prevail against it. Because there's nothing of more prevailing power than the revelation of the word. That's how people who just come to church on a Sunday. I don't understand.
Yes, sir.
People that never listen to the message of the Lord. You will never understand.
Amen. Yeah,
that's right.
You will never have to be able to exercise exousia inside.
Amen. Yeah,
you always have limited dunamis in your experience.
Yeah.
You've got to go about it the right way.
Amen. Yeah,
when the eagles are, when the carcasses, the eagles will be.
Yeah, amen.
Because when we gather around the revealed word, my friend.
Amen.
He's ministering to us so that we can recognize
Amen.
Who we are.
Amen.
Like the young boy going up the stairs and seeing the reflection in the mirror. You know the story. Never seen a mirror before.
Yes, sir.
And then he started to look and then he moved his hand. The young boy
Amen.
Moved his hand. He moved his head. Then he said, why, mommy, that's me.
Amen.
That's what you see in the mirror.
Yes, that's right.
Amen.
Amen. The mirror of the word. Yeah. When you get in the presence of God and you open up the word, you get in the message of God, and the Shekinah presence of God is there, you start to recognize who you are. You start to recognize who the devil is. You start to recognize the light to be what you are. There comes a turning point. There comes a from that time. To say something enough is enough. No more.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Feed upon the supreme authority, which is the message of the heart. Feed upon this authority. The anointed word is the supreme authority. The revealed word. It's supreme authority.
Amen.
Supreme authority. There's nothing above it. That's why he says in the message, thy house, I didn't put the quote at the beginning. He says, as I said the other day, when we are born of the Spirit of God, God isn't weak in one place and strong in another. If you've got a little shadow of God in you, just the littlest speck of God, you've got all power.
Amen.
You've got enough power in you to make a world and go live on it.
Amen.
Just a little speck of God.
Amen.
The devil cannot overcome even a shadow of a speck of God.
Right.
Amen. Amen.
He's a liar.
That's right.
He's a liar.
Amen.
Just listen to his lies.
Amen. Amen.
Instead of listening to the supreme authority, we pay too much attention to him and his lies.
Amen.
We spend too much time in his realm and his domain. We don't go to the place to go check our legal authority, our rights. We don't go to the book where the seals have been broken and find ourselves under those seals.
Amen.
That's why it says that in this quote, ever present water from the rock, if you can put it system. It says, what we need today. Now, whenever the prophet says those things, I want to stop.
Amen.
And the prophet says, put you on your knee. What I need today.
Amen.
What you need today.
Amen.
It's not praying for more power.
Amen.
You've got enough power to make a birth.
Amen.
What you need is faith. Revelation to use their power.
Amen.
What you need is to control that life.
Hallelujah.
That's where the shortcut is coming in. We can't play around with Delilah. Didn't need the power. And the power's not there.
Yeah. Amen.
Control that life.
Amen. Amen.
You are Nazarite. You are the Nazarite vow.
Amen.
The vow of separation.
Amen.
Keep yourself separate.
Amen.
Come out from among them and be a separate set of
Amen.
Amen.
And I will be your father too, and you will be my children.
Amen.
That's what he says.
Amen.
That's why it says we need to control that life.
Amen.
To live such a godly life. That when you ask God anything, you know.
Amen.
Because he's near.
Amen.
The Bible says, if you please God, he'll withhold nothing from you.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
He says, abide in me and my word. If it abides in you, ask what you will.
Amen.
That's why we're not abiding in him.
Amen.
We abide in Facebook. We abide in other things on YouTube. We abide in the things which just have no value so much.
Yeah.
And then now sickness comes in the hope. We're not abiding in him.
Yeah.
We can't exercise our authority. The prophet says, what we need? The godly life.
Amen.
He says to control that life, live such a godly life that when you ask God anything, you know we have confidence in God of that.
Amen.
Why would he withhold it from you? He's allowed that situation so they can reveal himself in you.
Amen.
That's what he's trying to do. He's trying to establish a testimony.
Amen.
He's
Amen.
Trying to make you realize again who you are.
Amen.
That's why the situation comes up. But he says, we've got to control that life. Now let's get on to the thought of supreme authority. The supreme authority. Now, the prophet recognized the source of his supreme authority.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
He never assumed it for himself. He was commissioned.
Amen.
First on the Ohio River, when the Logos himself came down and says, as John the Baptist was sent to forerun the first time of Christ, you are sent to forerun the second time. And then when he met the angel in the cave, that was now
when he realized the source of his authority.
Amen.
He started to realize who he was. He started to realize what he had been born for. Mm. This is your strange birth.
Yeah.
Your misunderstood life. It was strange and misunderstood until that time. Then to the prophet, it wasn't strange and misunderstood anymore. He says, was sent to signify that you are sent with a gift of healing into the nations of the earth. So the first two booms, you got to operate in that dimension.
Amen.
Here was a man that was given supreme authority over sickness.
Amen.
And I said, not even cancer.
Amen. Amen.
If you are sincere,
amen,
and you get those people to believe you, that's why you have to live with God in
heaven. Amen.
You want the people to believe you.
Amen.
Nothing will stand before your presence. That's a big word. Nothing. Nothing will stand before your presence. Not even cancer. And the prophet went out in those years. And you can get them on those tapes and you can listen to them.
Yes.
I listened to one the other day when the prophet was in discernment already. But he says, why hasn't taken away gifts? And there was a man standing before him and he said, okay, let me show you. Excuse me, sir, give me your right hand. And the prophet took his hand. The prophet would take it in the left hand. And as soon as the prophet would take that person's hand, that demon inside of that person's body recognized supreme authority.
Amen.
Amen.
There was a commotion that would stop the prophet's watch. There was such a jolt, such a charge went in when that demon life was meeting now this dunamis, this exousia of authority that had been given by an angel. That's what. Should that demon just coming and
calling
that supreme authority?
Hallelujah!
Panic! Those demons would panic! Because they realized this is supreme.
Yeah.
We can fool other people, we can fool our robbers, we can fool Tommy Hicks, we can escape from many of these, but this is supreme authority. So the prophet said to the man, give him a hand. And then he says, sir, rest of you people by your hands. He says, do you see my hand? He said, do you see those spots on them? Because they come all those spots. And the prophet said, it's a stomach trap. Then the prophet prayed and said, if I pray and it leaves, you heal.
Hallelujah.
Prayed, and he said, you continue to pray now. And he said, Father, and he prayed such a nice prayer. Father, the people are believing. Your servant is believing. Heal. And the prophet looked in the story. And the prophet prayed the second time. It was saved.
Hey.
Then the prophet said, he's stoned.
Amen.
Then the prophet raised up his voice a pitch. He said, by you. He said, Satan, in the name of Jesus Christ, you leave this man.
Amen.
And the prophet spread his eyes and said, look at my hand. The hand was perfect.
Amen.
That's authority.
Amen.
Who knew he was? He knew what he had been commissioned as.
Amen.
He knew what he was raised up to be.
Yes.
When Brother Biscoe went to that first meeting when he was a 12-year-old boy, whatever he was, and there was that girl with crossed eyes. And from the corners, you could just see the balls of the eye. The eye was right in the middle. She was so crossed-eyed, she thought she was blind. And they brought up to the prophet, and the prophet prayed the first time, and her eyes were still crossed. Prayed the second time, Brother Biscoe said, I was counting. The prophet looked to her again, and her eyes were still crossed. Prayed for her six times. Then the brother says, then he did something that I never ever saw any other man do. He took that girl, put her bosom to his chest, and said, Satan, you know that an angel sent from God ministered this gift to me. And he told me, if I will be sincere and get the people to believe, nothing will stand before my presence. Being sincere, the people are believing. Leave her.
Hallelujah.
The prophet just took it and didn't look at her. He turned around and looked at her eyes with her.
Hallelujah.
That's supreme authority.
Amen.
That's authority. That's knowing your commission.
Yeah.
That's knowing what you were raised up for.
Yeah.
He knew it had been ministered by an angel to him to say, this is what you were born here. Yeah. That's why, friends, we need the revelation of our God.
Amen.
We don't need to be guessing. The prophet says, if you don't know that you're called, you'll be defeated.
Yeah.
Because authority will always be challenged. But you have to know who you are. Know what you are raised up for. So when the enemy comes in the way, you can say, I don't understand a lot of things, but I know who I am. And I know this is the line of duty. And I know you're standing in the way of the purposes of God. Leave the name of Jesus. Because of the Sousia.
That's right.
The supreme authority of the believer. And the supreme authority of the word. The supreme authority. That's why you're talking with me. Now, those first two proofs in the realm of healing and discernment, we saw God confirm to us from 47, 46, yeah, up to 59, all those years, around the world, multiple times in those prayers, in front of millions of people, God demonstrated that this man in his commission, when he speaks in his commission, it's supreme authority.
Amen.
Why did he do that? Why did God do that? Why was there the first pull and the second pull? It was to testify to the third pull.
Yes.
Amen.
To show that when this man's in his position, what I've commissioned is when he speaks, that's what it's supreme authority.
Amen.
And that's how when the third pull comes, the opening of the word.
Yes.
Now we're moving into supreme authority in another realm. If we put the next slide, sister. That's why the cloud testifies of supreme authority.
Amen.
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 1963.
Hallelujah.
You can put heaven in the purpose.
Amen.
That supreme authority is that.
Amen.
That's what it is. It's not the prophet says in rising of the sun, he didn't sleep it on there. This is not appropriate. The prophet says, you remember when I was preaching on the church ages and the vision came, Revelations chapter 1, actually verse 14. His head and his hair so white like me.
Hallelujah.
I didn't understand Jesus died in 33. How could his head be white like me? So he phoned Jack Moore, and Jack Moore said, well, that's him in his glorified state. And the prophet says, that might be good for a theologian, but it didn't hit home with me.
Amen.
So I went and I prayed, and then it says in the revelation of the word, one day when I was studying, I was in prayer. Here I came and stood an English judge before me. With his white wig.
Hallelujah.
And then the prophet knew that's what it means.
Amen.
He said, Christ was standing with hair like wool, right? I described that to you, the old English judges. The judges of long ago, when they went to the bench, when they were in the official capacity,
hallelujah,
when they were in their calling, when they went to the bench to be sworn in, a sworn affidavit.
Amen.
Sworn in. Amen. Their supreme authority was given.
Amen.
And they wore a white wig as it was over their heads to show their supreme authority.
Amen.
Amen.
My. And Revelation 10,
amen,
we see the great angel coming down. And he's got a little book open in his hand.
Amen.
What's coming back, friend? Supreme authority.
Amen.
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 Supreme
authority.
In a shade, he says it showed that Jesus was judge. Revelation 10. There's a white wig they used to use. England still does it when you've got supreme authority. Right, next one. And that, turning sideways in the picture.
Amen.
He had to see authority the right way. You see, he had to turn it. At first he looked at it, he couldn't understand what is the picture about. But then the angel came down and says, turn it right.
Amen.
Amen.
You need to look at it the right way.
Amen.
And when you look at it the right way, you're going to see a big significance.
Amen.
That's right.
And then he turned it right, and there he is, his black hair.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You can see it in the side of his beard. And the white wig on.
Amen.
Amen.
He is the last authority.
Amen.
He is supreme authority.
Amen.
Even God himself said, this is me, my beloved son.
Amen.
Shall ye
make me?
Amen.
Oh, it's lovely. Let me finish that. But it's even better. That is what I'm saying. That's what the prophet says in the next one. There he is with the angels.
Amen.
the supreme authority?
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
That's how we said the other week that the revelation of the message.
Amen.
Is the title.
Amen. Yes, sir. Amen. That gives us rapture.
You can set the full revelation of this message.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Supreme authority back again. That message is there to minister us back to recognition of who we are.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We fully recognize who we are in Christ. It's not only Him who has supreme authority. We
it's
are
us.
His body.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
If the word is in you, my friend, you have supreme
authority. Amen.
That's why He says it. There He is with them angels. The message. Which was the breaking of them seven seals. So when did supreme authority come back to us?
Amen.
So what's under those seals, friends? It's not just a revelation of a white horse.
No.
It's just a revelation of a black horse.
No.
Amen. That's what was sealed under the mystery of redemption. Christ is the mystery of God revealed. And we find ourselves in.
Amen.
And when we catch that revelation, we realize we have supreme authority.
Amen.
We have supreme authority.
Amen.
He says the breaking of them seven seals. And it shows that it, the message, is His very covering. It's His supreme authority.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, friends. If we don't feed on the message, how are you ever going to have supreme authority?
Amen.
Where are you going to get the basis of the recognition of your authority from?
Hallelujah.
If John doesn't eat the book.
Amen. Amen.
John has to eat the book.
That's right.
That's the last thing that happens to the Gentile. John eats the book and prophesies again.
Amen.
There's nothing else that needs to be done. We don't need the prophet back. He was supreme authority in His calling. But it's moved on from Revelations 10:1-7. Supreme authority. It now comes to John. Go and take that book. With the revelation of supreme authority.
Amen.
And you read the book.
Amen.
And then you prophesy.
Amen.
That's the condition of the Bible. The prophet says, it's His very covering. It's His supreme authority.
Amen.
Now, he quotes a scripture. Sometimes you wonder about it. The prophet sometimes we have to take the scripture. Look at the scripture he's going to quote. Read the scripture.
Amen.
Going to quote. Luke 9.
Amen.
And it came to pass about 8 days after He saw them.
Hallelujah.
He took Peter, James, and John.
Hallelujah.
And went up into a mountain to pray. And as He prayed, the fashion, listen to the words, the fashion of His countenance was altered.
Amen.
Right.
So here was just Jesus the man. And then He goes up into the cloud. The cloud comes down. And now He's changed. He's not just Jesus of Nazareth.
Hallelujah.
Now the supreme authority starts to shine through. And His countenance is changed. The very form of what He is. His body, the form changes. His countenance is altered. And His raiment was white and glistening. So that's what the prophet's going to quote us. So look how it continues on that quote. He is supreme.
Amen.
He is winged or covered. The Bible said that He changed His countenance.
Amen. 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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory.
He changed His countenance.
Amen.
He wasn't just in Jesus anymore.
No.
He came in His church.
Amen.
First He came in our age in His prophets.
Amen.
And then He changed His countenance again. And now He's in
Amen.
His bride.
Amen.
And my brother's going to show us. He changed His countenance. He changed Himself on more faith.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
He poured Himself out.
Hallelujah.
The supreme authority changed Himself from one vessel to another.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
From one form
Amen.
To another.
Amen.
My. That's why the devil fights things.
Amen.
Because the devil has a real understanding of some of these things.
He says he changed himself, amorphic. The word comes from the Greek word amorph, which means a Greek actor that played many parts.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah!
Amen. Friends, he's still in the acting business today. He's still in. The symphony's not finished yet.
No.
We're in the final act of the final age. Amen. And the actor that we see is John, who's the bride.
Amen. Amen.
And now the book was in the hands of the mighty angel. Mm-hmm. There was the supreme authority. Amen. And here it comes now. Amen. The actor over the cloud. Then it's transferred now to the seventh angel.
Amen.
Then we see supreme authority in the first book. Supreme authority in the second book. Amen. Supreme authority in the third book.
Amen.
The spoken word.
Amen.
And the unveiling of the word.
Amen.
Then the act changes again. And we get to verse 8.
Yes.
And he has supreme authorities in John.
Amen. Amen.
And how does John get supreme authority? Go take the book out of the hand.
Amen.
The book's been redeemed. The price has been paid.
Amen.
The seals have been taken. Eat the book, John.
Amen.
That's what John has to do. Go and eat the book.
Amen.
And then a Jewish prophecy.
Hallelujah.
No matter where you are.
Amen.
That's why he's saying this is, which means a Greek actor that played many parts. Continue on next one. Today is one thing. The prophet spoke very wisely, but you can see what he's saying. In the next act, he's something else. He was God the Father in one act. Then in Mount Sinai, he was supreme authority.
Amen.
And then when Moses came down from the mountain shining forth, Moses was the supreme authority.
Amen.
Oh.
Hallelujah.
And if any of the nations wanted to find supreme authority,
yes.
You came to church Israel in the
yes.
Amen.
That's right.
God's in
thank you, Lord.
Because they had supreme authority.
Amen.
And then he changed his form. He says he was God the Father in one act, God the Son in another act.
Yes.
He poured himself into another form.
Yeah, right.
But he was still supreme authority.
Yeah.
He's an unchanging God.
Yeah.
He's Jesus Christ the same.
Yeah.
He's in today forever.
Yeah.
And he's in you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. He's in you.
Yeah.
You've got the badge of a believer.
Yeah.
So where is supreme authority now?
Yeah.
Supreme authority is here.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
There's no other supreme authority.
Amen.
That's a whoever sins you remit. Remember the prophet said?
Yes, sir.
Whoever sins you retain, they retain.
Amen.
You can commit someone into the hands of Satan.
My mind.
From the destruction of the nation. That's why you can see the prophet saying, what we need is a God of life.
Amen.
With God to be able to control.
Amen.
A character to control them.
Amen.
Amen.
That's why we go through so many afflictions, we go through so many valleys, we go through so many trials. Because he knows that God knows the authority he's invested in you.
Amen.
But he wants to make sure, the prophet says, he wants to, what will you do with that power?
Yes. Amen.
He wants to make sure that the hand which holds the king's sword has a character
Amen.
To be able to hold it the right way.
Amen.
And to deal with the right way.
Hallelujah.
And that's how we have our many afflictions, many of the afflictions of the righteous. That's why we have all the things that we go through. He doesn't always put us on the housetop, hear ye him on the mountain. He doesn't. There's many times we're weeping in Gethsemane. There's many times we're sweating great drops of blood. Though we're the supreme authority. My friend, it's the character. That's what is developing inside of his people. He says, and then God, the Holy Ghost, in this act.
Yes.
That's the church angel.
Amen.
You see, there he is. The word is still supreme.
Amen.
We're living in the last days.
Amen.
Amen.
That's why there was authority in the first and second book. But friend, what catches the rainbow trout wasn't the first and second book. Others chase after that. They want to have the same gift like Brother Branham. They want to have discernment like Brother Branham. They want to have healing like... That's wonderful.
Yeah.
But friend, to the real believer... It's the spoken word.
Yes. Hallelujah.
You want his word in you.
Yes. Amen.
Because if I know his word is abiding in us, everything else will take care of itself.
Amen.
That's how the prophet could say, little fish, I give you a life.
Yeah. Amen.
Supreme authority. Who has authority over life and death?
Yes.
My.
Same as when Jesus, when Lazarus came forth, that was supreme authority.
That's right.
Death couldn't hold him.
Amen.
That's supreme authority. Amen. When Jesus said, loose him.
Amen.
Amen.
Daniel chapter 7, you go to the next one. That's why we read this scripture. Hey, the last day. Look what he said. And the kingdom and dominion.
Yeah.
That's exclusive. The authority. The kingdom and the authority, the dominion. And the greatness of the kingdom. Where does it end up in the last days? Shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High.
Hey. Hallelujah.
I don't know where else I can look for saints of the Most High.
Amen. Amen.
When I found the bride, I stopped looking.
Amen.
Because here's the people of the saints of the Most High.
Hallelujah.
So the kingdom and the authority and the greatness of the kingdom was given to the saints of the Most High.
Amen.
Oh, that's how we need to read the book. Because the book is the eyes of it.
Hallelujah.
It opens our eyes.
Yes.
The book is the stimulation of revelation. It quickens things to us when we start to recognize them and realize certain things. And our authority and prevailing power is directly related to our revelation.
Amen. Amen.
The prophet says you have the power, but the only thing that governs it is your faith. Amen. It's your revelation.
That's right.
If you had the full revelation, you could exercise the fullness of the power. Amen. That's what he's saying to us, friends. And that's why, as we come to a close, he says in the Church Age book, he says a momentary consideration of church history will prove how accurate this thought is. In the Dark Ages, the word was almost entirely lost to the people. It didn't have the revealed word. It just had it. But God sent Luther with the word. The Lutherans spoke for God at that time, but they ordered it. And again, the pure word was lost. For organization tends towards dogmas and creeds. They could no longer speak for God. Then God said, where's me? And he was the voice with the word for his day. The people who took his revelation from God became the living epistles, read and known of all men for their generation. Now we go to the last one. When the Methodist failed, God raised up others. And so has gone on through the years. Until in this last day, there is again another people in the land. Who under their messenger will be the final voice to the final. It's a supreme authority. Under our messenger who demonstrated the supreme authority, we become the final authority.
Amen.
No doubt about it. Absolutely the truth.
Amen.
Amen. Because your soul today is saying amen.
Amen.
Amen. Outwardly, but your soul knows that's true. David says, my soul knows very well. Though my flesh and my heart fail, doesn't matter, but God is the strength of my heart.
Amen.
There's something inside of me that knows that's true.
Amen.
That's me. That's what I was raised up for.
Amen.
I realize I'm not just the son of Charles and Ella Brennan.
Yes, sir.
That's what he realized.
Hallelujah.
Got the next one, sister. The Bible says an invisible union. Can't you see where we stand?
Amen.
The life is in the grain again.
Amen. Amen.
The supreme authority is back in his name once again. The book's been opened.
Yes, sir.
The seals have been revealed. The supreme authority is back in the grave once again.
Amen.
Here's the problem. We need to lay in the presence of the Savior.
Amen.
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 The supreme authority, life, which is the supreme authority,
amen,
is in the grave again.
Amen.
What is it? Just exactly like the same grave that went in the ground.
Amen.
The same Jesus in prayed for.
Yes. Him.
Oh, my. He says, change his mind.
Amen.
That's why the kings of the earth,
amen.
Pharaoh, the big shot of his day, gets in the way of God's program with Abraham. What does God do? Smites Pharaoh.
Amen.
It says, you can't call for that man, he's my prophet. Because if he doesn't come and pray for you, you're going to die.
Amen.
Where was the supreme authority?
Amen.
The supreme authority was in Abraham.
Amen.
Because he had been given a part of the Father's name.
Amen.
He had been changed from Abram to Abraham.
Amen.
That put the supreme authority.
Amen.
Oh, friends, the Bible says you rebuke kings for your sake. For that, who are you?
Amen.
You may look at yourself in the mirror and say, I'm a nobody. That's not what they say in heaven.
Amen.
That's
Amen.
Not what God says about
Amen.
You.
Amen.
God looks at you and says,
yes.
You are the final voice
for
the
kingdom.
That's what you are. That the kingdom and the dominion, the authority, and the greatness of the kingdom has been given back into our hands. Because of our great kinsman.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, just follow deeper revelation.
Amen.
That's all we want to have that. The prophet says, the same Jesus in bride form.
Amen.
Same power,
Amen.
Same church,
Amen.
Same thing,
Amen.
Same word.
Amen.
Amen.
That's who we are. We're finished with this new ministry. My brother, sister, do you realize the day we live?
Amen.
Do you realize the potential of this day?
Amen.
Amen.
The prophet says, do you realize the day we're living in? The most glorious time. When God of heaven will put a man, human being,
Amen.
To ask anything
Amen.
In the world,
Amen.
It shall be given.
Amen.
What can be greater? That you get to the supreme crisis, shall he drops down the supreme authority.
Amen.
Here comes that super anointing. Speak. It will be like that.
Amen.
He says, it's too deep for my mind. I know that. I hope in my heart I can contain just as much of it as I can. I believe in it. I've thrived on it. I'm going to waste a lot. I'm entering meetings in it. I'm living on it. God's word is right. Now, as far as I know, that's the last thing to happen.
Amen.
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 I'm not looking for other things.
Amen.
We're not looking for eight angels.
Amen.
Not looking for other people to come to perfect the bride.
No.
We're not looking for other gifts to rise up in people to perfect the bride. No. This is the last thing.
Yes.
Amen.
That's what we're looking for.
Hallelujah.
And friends, every single believer's exercise this
Amen.
In measure.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
And the prophet says, but all the church needs is just a little bit of a closer walk.
Amen.
A more consecrated life.
Amen.
That's very important. He says, that's the last thing to happen. I don't know nothing else what it could be. Just to give to human beings. That's what John's told. Go and take the book.
Amen.
It's given to human beings.
Amen.
There's the authority, the supreme authority. It's been exercised, given to the seventh angel. We've seen it expressed in the
Amen.
Seventh angel.
Amen.
Now we get to verse 8. John, go and take the book.
Amen.
Out of the hands of the angel.
Amen.
Eat the book.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what he says. Just to give to you. It's been given to us. Ask anything that you desire. Just ask it, and it shall be given to you. It's a glorious day, friends. But it's a dark day. It's a dark day. It's the darkest of days.
Amen.
Most wicked of days.
Amen.
But when the enemy comes in like a flag, God raises us.
Amen.
Darkness shall be upon the people. Gross darkness upon the nations. Arise and shine. Because your light has come. And the glory of the Lord has shone upon you.
Amen.
That's why it's a shalom.
Amen.
It's a shalom to the right God. He's waving to us. He's saying shalom. He's saying peace.
Amen.
He's saying don't fear anything.
Amen.
He's saying don't worry what comes in your way.
Amen.
I'll be with you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. What the devil says. He's a liar. He's a deceiver. He's
started to keep us from this. And that's why at the end of this is many times what the prophet would do. He would say, if you only knew my sins, the power is in the church.
Amen.
Amen.
Then he would say, stand to your feet. Can't stand up.
Amen.
He would say, lay your hands on one another.
Amen.
Let's lay our hands on one another. The supreme authority is in
you. Amen.
Amen.
We don't need anybody else to pray for us.
Amen.
We don't need anything else. Let's come to a time of prayer.
Amen.
With that supreme authority.
Amen.
With that condition is given to you.
Yes.
I have given unto you authority over all the powers of the enemy.
Amen.
Let's pray for one another before we finish.
In these things, Lord, the message of the hour to keep us, O God, trimmed and ready, Lord Savior. Father, for that body change, O God. Father, we ask your grace now in thy holy name, Jesus.
Let's agree together.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Affliction.
Amen.
Situations that seem so difficult to resolve.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's unite our faith together, saints.
Amen.
Doors that have been closed.
Amen. Amen.
Let's agree together.
Amen.
Today is the day that must enter.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Is the day.
Amen.
We're going to bring Jesus and the supreme authority into that situation.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Let's agree to
this. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we agree.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
As your sons and your
daughters.
Amen.
As your bride.
Amen.
Amen. Father, we
hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
That your supreme authority.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, Father.
Yes, amen.
So we come against
Satan. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Let it loose in
the air.
Amen.
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 You say to sickness, Lord.
Yes, Father.
Sickness which has been.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Sickness, your time has
come.
Amen. Jesus.
Amen.
We cast him out.
Amen.
Amen. We loose your people.
Amen. Amen.
Father, every other situation.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. Power of
yes, Jesus.
Amen.
Father, we cast him out.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Come out of this church, Lord.
Amen.
Father, we stand upon
amen.
The basis.
Amen.
Lord, of your finished work upon us.
Hallelujah.
And Lord, we come gladly to take
amen.
Hallelujah. Feeding upon the book upon this morning, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Father, we just pray in your presence, Lord. Continue to bring us, Lord, out of our golden brown, Lord. Out of that supreme authority, that badge will be for the shining.
Amen.
Amen.
Help us, Lord, to live a godly life.
Amen.
Help us to watch over you.
Hallelujah.
Bless your people, I pray.
Amen.
Touch your people, Lord. Father, take us higher. Take us further.
Hallelujah.
Father,
hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
veil unto us
yes,
in this speech, Lord.
Amen.
So evil is spoken of, Lord. But Father, to us it's something so precious.
Amen.
It's something that we find ourselves in.
Amen.
So we thank you for these things, Lord.
Amen.
Bless every home that's represented here.
Amen.
Lord, upon this day, let there be no barren woman.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes,
Lord.
Yes,
Lord.
Yes,
Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes
issues. But Father, glorify the name.
Yes.
Bless our young people.
Yes.
Continue to
amen.
Father, bless our sisters. Bless our brothers.
Hallelujah.
Bless our children, Lord.
Yes,
Father. Grow under the supreme authority.
Yes.
Father, realizing the greatness of this message of grace that was received. Bless our children. Satan, no.
Yeah.
Take our children.
Amen.
Father, help us. Continue to keep us in that place.
Amen.
Father, you may be real to us.
Jesus.
That Lord, when you allow and give limited authority to him.
Amen.
To raise his ugly head in our circumstances. Mm. That Father, we'll recognize who we are.
Yes,
we'll
Lord,
recognize that you are. That Father, we will stand against the
man.
That we will claim our rights.
Yes,
Lord. Oh, Father, bless the ministers in our church.
Yeah. Amen.
Bless the trustees.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Father, the song leader, the musician, bless the Sunday school teachers. Oh, Father, we pray. Traveling Moses, Brother Max, as you would travel. Bless him, Lord.
Amen.
Bring them back safely, Lord. We just proclaim your blessing upon your people upon this day.
Yes, Lord.
Them that are married, Lord, and their husbands, wives, don't believe, Lord. Father, visit them with your
spirit. Amen.
Father, we claim them on behalf of our brothers and sisters.
Amen.
And the Lord, the supreme authority of the token Lord in this age. We pray that you'll speak to them. Visit them.
Amen.
Father, I pray for Father, my brother's mother-in-law with cancer. I pray upon this.
Amen.
I bring this need.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Of you, Lord, in your precious name. That you will move and help me.
Amen.
Father, this power of darkness, Lord. This shadow that will take your life.
Amen.
Father, we curse it in the name of
Jesus. Amen.
Yes,
Lord.
Amen. Yes,
Jesus.
Visit your Lord.
Jesus.
Amen. We pray. We tell the need that you have. Father, the visitors in our gates, your special blessing upon them.
Amen.
Father, they realize upon this day, they were just born in this world to eat and to be married. But Father, they were born to serve and to
worship. Amen.
And to recognize
who Hallelujah.
They are upon this day.
Yes, Father.
Because you redeemed them.
Amen.
You shed your blood for them. Oh, Father, we thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Yes,
thank
Father.
You for brothers and sisters.
Amen.
Bless your bride upon this day. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We pray for your people and the
natural
help them to realize their authority.
Amen. Amen.
As Lord, we bring ourselves to you in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Saints, let's sing that song. We've got the power.
Hallelujah.
Let that always be your testimony, friend.
Amen.
But don't forget, like I said, your authority is going to be challenged.
Amen.
He's going to try to challenge you this afternoon.
He's
going to try to challenge you tomorrow. But don't forget, because of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We got the power.
one another doesn't mean anything.
Amen. Amen.
Sing, testify to the truth. So I might not feel like one of them, but I'm telling you the truth.
Hallelujah.
I feel, I'm telling you the truth.
Amen.
I'm one of them.
Amen.
I have a badge. I'm a believer.
Amen.
One of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. One of them. One of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. There are people almost everywhere whose hearts are full of faith with their fire.
Coming, in a sense, is in his name.
Amen. And now we're waiting for Him.
The closing days of time.
The closing day of time.
Watch joy, the glorious hope of glory. That soon the wondrous truth of God is shining in all things and Lord of Oh,
salvation. Oh Lord, how many times we have forfeited, Lord, all ourselves, Lord, to the enemy. Lord, we thank you, Lord Jesus, looking at your word today. How many a times we look at the past, and we look at our brother Moses, standing there without no passage. There was no way that he could say, hear Lord.
Hallelujah.
Stand still and see the salvation of God.
Hallelujah.
The enemies that you see today, you will not see them forever.
Amen.
A way was made. A way was made. Oh, we remember our brother Joshua. Oh, that day. Oh, he could say, oh, you son, stay over Gideon.
Amen.
Stay over the valley of my
life. Amen.
Finish with my enemy.
Hallelujah.
You are the same yesterday,
today,
forever.
Amen.
Lord, we have recognized our position.
Hallelujah.
We have recognized who we are.
Amen.
And so today, we can all
March out.
Amen.
When the saints go marching in, the song
promises, I want to be in that number.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm going to be in that number.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord, I want to be.
Already sent us rapturing faith. The chariot comes. It's the